Hi there, my name is Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 90. It's the middle of April 2013, and in this show we're going to be looking forward to the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event, which is taking place on Friday the 26th of April 2013 at the wonderful View 2 Gallery on Matthew Street. And we've got a really interesting lineup. We've got Only Child, who are going to be performing with their Liva String Quartet. And I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about hearing a string quartet playing in the View 2 Gallery's performance space. It's going to be really, really special. Also playing for us, we've got the local singer-songwriter and member of the band The Wooltones. That's Rob Clark. And the competing lineup is Berlin-born and London-based Roxanne de Bastien, who returns to Liverpool. She played for us there last March in a cracking show, and she returns as part of the UK tour for her debut album, which is called The Real Thing. Tickets for the show are £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic, or £6 on the door. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Music starts at 8:30 and finishes between around about 11, no later than 11:15. There is a Facebook event as well, which you can find at facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic, and you can either go to /events or just click on the events tab and you will find it. First off, we've got Only Child. Only Child make emotional music. 2012's debut EP was a collaboration between Alan O'Hare, used to be lead singer and songwriter in The Trestles, and Laura McKinley, who played with Bill Ryder-Jones and Bird, amongst others, alongside a loose collective of Merseyside's most intuitive musicians. The launch gig at Leaf on Bow Street saw a string quartet join the five-piece band, and reviews were great. Seventh Street said, musically gifted and beautifully played. And Audio Apocalypse said, like throwing crisp autumn leaves into the air. And Only Child have gone on to support the likes of Miles Hunt from The Wonderstuff, Steve Pilgrim, who plays with Paul Weller, Michael Weston King and his act My Darling Clementine, Ian Prowse from Amsterdam and Pelé, and Gemma Hayes. The EP has also received rave reviews. Only Child summarise a feeling felt by many and with a pure Celtic heart, and that was Liverpool Sound and Vision and Liverpool Acoustic. Whoever they are, Liverpool Acoustic said, beautifully haunting, the band falls away, leaving just the strings. The band now headline the award-winning Liverpool Acoustic Night at the View 2 Gallery on the 26th of April. It's a marriage made in heaven, and Alan O'Hare says, the idea for Only Child crystallised for me at an acoustic gig at the View 2. And our bass player Vanessa Murray also won the Liverpool Acoustic Songwriting Challenge, and I met John Lawton of Crosstime Studios through Liverpool Acoustic, and now we record all our music with him. So there's the very strong connections between the View 2 Gallery, Liverpool Acoustic, and Only Child. Only Child are halfway through recording their debut album. It's going to be another great step on from the EP. There are new instruments introduced into the mix, as Alan, a flute, sax, drum machines, and rain sticks, and a set of my best songs, he says. The violin and strings will remain at the heart of the record, though, and that's why we're bringing the fab Liva String Quartet back to play with us on April the 26th. I make music to be brought to life by a connection with other people, and I can't wait to hear what happens above the din of Matthew Street. So here is a song from Only Child. This is called I Ran Away.
I met a girl in rain.
And you go fading off into distance there. That is Only Child and I Ran Away. You can find them online at their Facebook profile, which is facebook.com/onlychildmusic, and the Only Child EP is available to buy from onlychildmusic.co.uk/recordings. Okay, next up. Oh yeah, just a quick mention for Live a String Quartet. You can find them at stringquartetliverpool.com. They were formed in 2012. They comprise four of Northwest's finest freelance string players, available to add that extra bit of magic and sparkle to any event, performance or recording. Sounds like an informational list, doesn't it? Diverse, versatile and professional Live a String Quartet are dedicated to providing excellence at every engagement and performance, and they are Laura McKinley on violin, Alex Dunn on violin, Meryl Sturt on viola and Rod Skip on cello. And they're going to be playing with Only Child at the YouTube Gallery on the 26th, Friday the 26th of April. So looking forward to that. Okay, next up, Rob Clark, Liverpool-born Rob, represents the changing, acceptable face of 21st century folk music, influenced by everyone from Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly right through to more current artists. Rob's timeless and warm style endears him to any audience and to those who wouldn't normally listen to acoustic music. He writes songs about seemingly anything that still managed to be meaningful. And Rob takes his art seriously, but his understated, modest style and dry wit bring the listener right into the heart of the music. About A Time is Rob's third album and showcases Rob's songwriting and musicianship. And a few quotes here. Liverpool Echo said, "His warm voice and sensitive musicality and memorable songs that somehow evoke the spirit of Liverpool and will touch the heart of many." The Harmless Musician said, "His work has an honest tone and quality that makes his finely crafted music all the more listenable." And Liverpool Acoustic says, "This is my type of music, the type that works its way into the brain so well that you find yourself singing it to yourself in your head, or occasionally, as in my case, out loud at work. And that for me is the sign of a great song." I have a feeling I wrote that review as well, so I obviously must like Rob's music. I do like Rob's music. You can find him facebook.com/RobClarkGarage. What is it? Garage. Rob Clark Garage. And you can buy the album About A Time on his Bandcamp page, which is Rob Clark. And that's Clark with an E on the end of it, by the way. RobClark.bandcamp.com. And you'll be able to find the About A Time album there. Taken from said album. Turn the bedding music down before I turn that slider up. Yeah, that's better. Okay, you don't hear this fudging on the radio, do you? Taken from the album About A Time, this is Rob Clark and Seven Sins.
When you get angry at me for the things I haven't done, it's true I want to make it up to you. When I get lazy, nothing seems to get done. It's you I want to tell I will be done. Faith in yourself, you'll forgive me. Redeem yourself. Seven sins I commit, and each fall I admit. For before you there were none except one. you stoop to envy at the fortunes of your friends. Remember, you are better than they know. For your dreams are not greedy, they're not purely for yourself. Take faith from them for everything you need. Redeem yourself to convince me. Respect your virtues. Seven sins I commit, and each fall I admit. For before you there were none except one. If you get greedy and you bite more than you chew, when you get impatient, or if your pride is bothering you, if you lose control and use up more than you produce, can't live with you, make it without you. Seven sins I commit, and each fall I admit. Before you, there were none except one. Seven sins I commit, and each fall I admit. For before you,
from Seven Sins there from Rob Clark. Oh, I'm getting all the buttons wrong today. Oh gosh. Really looking forward to seeing Rob play back. He hasn't played for quite a long time actually. So good to see him back promoting his new album. Talking of promoting new albums, or in this case, a debut album, we're going to welcome back Roxanne De Bastien, and she played a cracking show for us last year, which saw her sharing the stage with Celine Carroll, Jimmy Ray, and Dominic Dunn. A fantastic night that was at the Vue2 Gallery. Let me tell you a bit about Roxanne if she's new to you, or if you're new to her. Roxanne De Bastien's journey started when she set out on her own, leaving Berlin for London, equipped only with her guitar and a one-way ticket. She grew up in a bilingual musical home and played her first gigs at the age of 10, performing her favourite Beatles songs in small cafes and clubs, and began writing her own songs at the age of 15. Not knowing anyone in London, Roxanne started playing at as many open mic nights, bars and music venues as she could, travelling throughout the country via bus and train in order to play her songs to as many people as possible. Determination and hard work is paying off, and Roxanne now tours regularly, being asked back to venues throughout the UK, Germany and the United States. Well, she was there. She was asked back to the Vue2 Gallery, definitely. Her music is striking a chord with listeners across the globe, from Berlin to London and New York, all the way to Vietnam and Ethiopia. Roxanne De Bastien announces her debut album, The Real Thing, will be released on April 19th on Nomad Songs. The singer-songwriter teamed up with producer Gordon Raphael of The Strokes and Regina Spektor to record 10 of her songs in Roxanne's town of birth, Berlin. Her first single, Red and White Blood Cells, is available as a free download and has already been picked up by Tom Robinson on BBC Six Music, John Kennedy on XFM, Q Radio, as well as MTV and Radio 1 in Germany. Roxanne's compositions and live shows are incredibly varied in dynamism and style, ranging from intimate, lilting anti-folk to raw 60s blues rock. What tied them together are her charm, her instantly recognisable voice, and the sincere wit and downright ballsy lyrics. There's tons and tons of reviews, some of which I've put into the show notes. What I would say is that she was fantastic last year, and she's going to be just as fantastic this year. You can find her online at her website, which is RoxanneDeBastien.com, and I'm going to play you the new single, which was released last Monday, the 15th of April, and is available to buy on iTunes. And it is from the forthcoming debut album. Once again, the debut album is called, he says, having lost the debut album is called The Real Thing. That's right, he says, it's there right in front of me. Debut album called The Real Thing, and this is a track from The Real Thing. This is RoxanneDeBastien and Some Kind of Creature.
Scared of dying. If my body fails me now, in my mind I know I'll keep on trying to get back up somehow. Ooh, some kind of creature. Ooh, holding me. Ooh, some kind. Although I'm still tired, I'm awakening. It's a slow recovery. Worrying has made me sick. You know not what you speak of. Don't you try and tell me I am weak and challenge what I'm made of. Everybody has a hidden door, and God forbid you find mine. Maybe once undisguised and naked, my nemesis will run and hide. Look into its eyes and say, stop following me, it's in your hands.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So Roxanne the Bastion there completes the lineup for the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event. It'll be fantastic. I'll run through the details of that at the end of this show. But we've got some bonus tracks for you. Two of which have been sent through the SoundCloud uploader. If you're an acoustic musician from the greater Merseyside area or from further afield but you play on the Liverpool scene, then feel free to send your music for consideration for future shows. I can't promise I'll be able to play everything that's sent to me, but I will listen to every single track. You can find out about the show, how to submit your music, and the terms of use for the songs that you send to me at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk/spotlight/about. And the first of the two is from a Guy Matthews. For the SoundCloud tracks, I will tell you their websites if they've got one, or Facebook, and the SoundCloud place where you can go and listen to them. Guy Matthews, his website is guymatthews.webs.com, and he's on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/guymatthews. And he sent this track through. It's called Rise, and I'm going to follow that immediately by Anne-Marie Howard and a song that she sent through called King of the Forest. Anne-Marie Howard can be found at facebook.com/AnneMarieHowardMusic, Anne with an E on the end, Anne-Marie Howard Music, and she's on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Anne-Marie-Howard. And the track I'm going to play, following Guy Matthews, is from the album Rubric, which is available on her Bandcamp page, which is annemariehoward.bandcamp.com. Nice and simple. So Anne-Marie Howard is going to follow this track, which is Guy Matthews, and Rise.
I've been sat here for months now, playing it through in my mind, trying to write this song about all the people who left me behind. They call themselves my friends, but I don't know them at all. They've all grown up and I'm still stuck here, trying to learn how to crawl. I will raise the bar, I will be a shooting so bitch, please, you got nothing on me. I'm the next big thing, honey, can't you see? I'll be the one with my name in lights, staring down with dizzying heights. So play it, please, go play your game, take it away, remember my name. I am on my way to the top of the world. Shoulders with the Rolling Stones and the surviving members of Queen. When a lot of the stars on MTV, you spend your nights wishing you were me. But if you're gonna be a bitch, the karma's gonna get you. Just you wait, yeah, just you wait. Bitch, please, you got nothing on me. I'm the next big thing, honey, can't you see? I'll be the one with my name in lights, staring down from the dizzying heights. So play it, please, go play your game. Take it away, you remember my name. I am on my way
to the top of the world. You'll never bring me down. You'll never take my crown. You'll never be the one to stop me anymore. No. I'll be in all the headlines. I'm gonna be front page news. And here's the reason why I'm the best. It's 'cause I've nothing left to lose. Oh, bitch, please, you got nothing on me. I'm the next big thing, honey, can't you see? I'll be the one with my name in lights, staring down from the dizzy height. So play it, please, go play your game. Take it away, remember my name. I am on my way. Yes, I am on my way to the top of the world.
Oh, it was Anne Marie Howard and King of the Forest. Wasn't that a great track? It was a great folk rocky song sound to it, and the strings as well. It's really, really cool. Maybe should have saved that for the summer. It sounds like a summer song, doesn't it? But yeah, it'll do for the spring anyway. Anne Marie Howard, once again, you can find facebook.com/AnneMarieHowardMusic. That was taken from the album Rubric, which is available on her Bandcamp, which is AnneMarieHoward.bandcamp.com. Okay, final track time. And one of the things I like to do on this show is to give you advance notice of some of the things that are coming up in the future. We've recently announced that John Gomm, the fantastic, fabulous John Gomm, is coming back to Liverpool. He was in Liverpool last September on the Guitar Masters course, Guitar Masters tour, even with Preston Reed and Andy McKee. He's coming back this year on a solo tour to say thank you to all of the people who've supported them over the last year or so, which has been an absolutely amazing time for him. And that's going to be on the... He reaches for his diary. He should know it really. That's going to be the 12th of September at Leaf on Bow Street. You can find out information about that at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk/live, and there's a ticket link, and the tickets for that are available now. And also, Liverpool Acoustic also presents coming up on the 23rd of June at Sefton Park Farmhouse. We've got Martin Joseph. And Martin Joseph, for those of you who don't know, he's a Welsh singer-songwriter who's been dubbed as the Welsh Bruce Springsteen. And he's a fantastic singer-songwriter. He hasn't played in Liverpool for many, many, many years, I must admit. And he's going to be bringing his Songs for the Coming Home album tour to the Palm House. Tickets for that are £15 in advance from Liverpool Acoustics. We got tickets page. wegottickets.com/LiverpoolAcoustic. You can find Martin at martinjoseph.net. Martin is with a Y, MARTYN, martinjoseph.net. You can buy the new album Songs for the Coming Home, which is really good, from piperecords.co.uk. It's also on iTunes and Amazon, and I'll put links in the show notes to those places if that's what you prefer. And you can find links to this and more information about this at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk/live. Gonna play you I'll be playing a couple of tracks from his new album in future shows, probably the one running up to the events. But between now and then, I'm going to play some of his really classic tracks. This one is a song called "Please Sir," which was released as a single. But this version of it is a solo acoustic version, which was previously unreleased. It went onto a promo CD, and it was made available to members of Martin's fan club known as Passport Q. And you get regular updates from Martin and CDs of rare unreleased recordings, and this was one of his previous Passport Qs. And it's very, very appropriate, actually, given that everyone seems to be talking about the legacy of Margaret Thatcher and coal mines and coal miners' dispute and all of that. But this gives you a flavour of what Martin will be bringing to the Palm House on the 23rd of June. So this is Martin Joseph and "Please Sir."
She was always a very pretty lady. He'd always caught her eye, and they were married in the mining valley, and swore they'd be together till the day that they died. 20 years later with the coal all gone and a golden lamp in his hand. He's standing in the bar with his pint and his mates, and they all agree together they don't understand. Meanwhile, little David takes his books off to school and learns of the times gone past. When it comes to question time, up goes his little hand. There's something that he just wants to ask. Please, sir, can you give me an answer? Please, sir, you know it doesn't seem fair. Last night as I walked through the door, I thought I saw my daddy crying, sat in his chair. There with her arms around him, and she said she promised him a better day. But after 20 years of working underground, it's not just your job that they rip away. And sometimes he'd walk to the edge of his world and stare at the valley below. He thought about leaving there, maybe just running away, but knew there was nowhere to go. Sir, can you give me an answer? Please, sir, you know I just can't say. Please, sir, when you made those decisions, did you have a vision of what happened to me? Please, sir, can you give me an answer? Please, sir, you know I just can't say. Please, sir, when you made those decisions, did you have a vision of what happened to me? In the mining valleys, the young men leave for a better wage. Every day he will cough and splutter, look in her eyes, deep in her eyes, and know that love is the reason to stay. Meanwhile, little David takes his books off to school and learns of the times gone past. When it comes to question time, up goes his little hand. There's something that he just wants to ask. Please, sir, can you give me an answer? Please, sir, you know it doesn't seem fair. Last night I walked through the door, sir. I thought I saw my daddy crying. It's not like he was always affectionate, sir. Not like he'd pick me up and hold me every day, sir. I knew where I stood. I knew I was loved, sir. And these days he just stares at a wall. Won't say much at all. Wants to know where something hadn't been done and where something is. And ma'am, she takes me aside. Tells me about his beat-up pride. But I remember he'd pick me up from the gates of school with that rugby ball in his hand. We'd go down the recreation ground and kick the thing around and knock me down, pick me up, dust me down, walk home together, sir, as God brought the sun down. These days don't seem to see me now, sir. I need some help with the homework, sir. But sir, it's my dad, sir. I want him back, sir. It's my dad, sir. That's my. Please, sir, give him an answer. Please, sir, I just can't say. Please, sir, when you made those decisions, did you have a vision of what happened to me? Please, sir, can you give me an answer? Please, sir, you know I just can't say. Please, sir, when you made those decisions, did you have a vision of what happened to me? So you know what happens to the likes of me. Well, please take a look now. Take a look and say.
Fantastic stuff there. Very pertinent for actually for these current times with the unemployment and the job losses and everything that's going on in society. So that's very relevant. Martin Joseph, you can find him at Martin Joseph, Martin with a Y, martinjoseph.net, and he's going to be coming to the Sefton Palm House on Sunday, the 23rd of June. So looking forward to that. Okay. Just time for me to remind you that the Act Liverpool Acoustic Live event is taking place on Friday the 26th of April at the Butu Gallery on Matthew Street, and we've got Only Child performing with Liver String Quartet, Rob Clark and Roxanne DeBastian. Tickets £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic or £6 on the door. Doors open at 8, music starts at 8:30, and there's a Facebook event at facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic. And so thanks to Only Child, Rob Clark and Roxanne DeBastian for sending me their music, and also to Guy Matthews and Anne-Marie Howard as well for sending their songs through the SoundCloud uploader. And that's it. That's the end of Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 90. If you get the chance, please support your local artists by emailing them, joining their mailing lists, liking their Facebook pages, following them on Twitter, leaving them comments and going to their gigs and buying their music direct from them where possible. Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, at grahamholland.co.uk, on behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk, and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting. And the theme music you can hear behind me is King of the Fairies by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water. That's it. I do hope you can make it to the view too. If you've enjoyed the show, then feel free, please share it on Twitter and Facebook. You can always check out the show notes at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk/spotlight, and you can find out information and all of those links that I've told you that you've not had a chance to write down because you're not near a pen and a piece of paper. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is me, Graham Holland, saying take care and see you soon.